Listening Library presents Midnight at the Barclay Hotel by Fleur Bradley. Read for you by January Lavoie. For my parents, for raising me surrounded by books. The invitations went out on Tuesday afternoon because, statistically speaking, that's the best time to offer someone a weekend getaway. Or that's what Mr. Barclay's advisors told him. He had a lot of those. These advisors took very expensive and extensive polling and did research. Actually, it was mostly asking random people at the mall. The letters were printed on fancy, thick parchment, the kind of paper that adults use for very special occasions like weddings or birthday parties with lots of guests and bouncy castles and bands. But this invitation was not for a party. It was for a weekend at the historic Barclay Hotel. Some said it was haunted, but there was no actual proof. Mr. Barclay owned the hotel, and he had a plan. He wanted these invitations to be sent out on Tuesday. 5 invitations only. No more, no less. They were delivered by a courier, which was even more expensive than those advisors and the research. This was so that Mr. Barclay could make the whole thing seem important and official. He didn't want anyone to think that this was some sort of scheme, even though it was. His advisors told him that it's one thing to get a letter in the regular old mail, in the box, mixed in with the grocery store flyer and the electric bill. It's quite another to get a letter with a real embossed seal to close the envelope, delivered by a courier.